The Scoop.
You're waking up Friday, April 19. These are the top five stories in Brisbane today. Let's take a look at the scoop.
An awful story. A toddler is fighting for his life after being hit by a truck south of Brisbane. Emergency services were called to the corner of Browns Plains Road and Weber Drive in Browns Plains. A lot of people are saying it's a quite concerning crossing, but the child was in a pram crossing with their mother, and the Queensland Ambulance Service spokesperson said the toddler had suffered serious head injuries. So police have been collecting dash cam vision. So I guess if you did have any in that area, if you can submit it to police so they can piece together the moments before the crash.
Brisbane State High School have recently changed some of their female-only toilet blocks to unisex and getting the ladies ready for the rest of their lives. After the change was introduced just 3 days ago, male students have been accused of peeing all over the seats.
This infuriates me.
Yeah.
I am not for unisex toilets.
No.
And I don't care if anyone would like to identify as a female or a male or anything to come in either or, but I just don't like the unisex toilets because I've experienced them and they don't work. Because we've never decided is the toilet seat up or down. And when I went to it, there was just pee everywhere, and then I had
you
to.
Girls
clean.
Are filthy. It's like they? Just aim in the middle.
God, how hard
I'll be honest.
I'll put a pink
you know what happened? It was at the tennis, and a guy came out, and I could see the absolute fear in his face because he ran into the toilets before anyone was in there. By the time he came out, there was a long line, so he went to the toilet and just wee everywhere. He came out and he saw a long line of ladies, and he went, "Oh." I said, "That's all right, mate, they're unisex." He goes, "Oh," and I know that he was like,
"Uh-oh.
Oh no, she's going to see what I did in
What's
there.
What's hard there, it may not have been him though.
It
he
couldn't
might,
have been.
He was just the face of someone
but
else's.
Then I had to clean it up for the lady behind me.
Pink problems, I know. But he should have, he knows, even if it wasn't him, he should have cleaned it anyway.
But he wasn't going to go back in, he was already out. Like, it was a fear, I could see it, and I felt like going, yeah, you should be ashamed.
Yeah.
Ali McBeal has a lot to answer for.
I just.
Why do we need them? You know what I mean?
It's necessary under Department of Education and Queensland Human Rights Commission requirements for schools to have a proportionate mix of gender-specific as well as unisex toilets.
But I don't care if anyone identifies it, that they can go into the opposite or either or.
I'm just reading what the Department of Education and Queensland Human Rights Commission said.
Yeah. Well, look forward to this argument continuing for the next 10 years. A Brisbane supermarket, this was announced yesterday, has decided to axe its self-serve checkouts. IGA at Greenslopes has shut them down for good in favour for the old-fashioned checkouts in response to a massive spike in shoplifting. So no longer can you put through your limes and lemons as apples. You're going to have to tell the truth there.
And your hydroponic tomatoes as just tomatoes.
That's right. A recent survey from Finder saw that 1 in 8 Australians have stolen something in the past year with the cost of living crisis fueling shoplifting. So, I mean, I don't have such a problem with that, especially in your little IGAs and stuff. You know, those little local places, yes, they can be a little bit more expensive, but they are smaller supermarkets there for your convenience. And you're not stealing from, not to say that it's okay anywhere else, but you're not stealing from a huge company. You're stealing from someone who privately owns that, you know, and they work it themselves. So hopefully that curbs the problem there for them.
Australian icon Kylie Minogue has been named as one of the Time magazine's most influential people from 2024. Coldplay frontman Chris Martin actually wrote her entry for the annual ranking and said that she always seems to be 10 years ahead of everyone else. So she's an artist who knows how to be of service, making songs that fans go on to love for 10 years. He also went on to say that she was the first that he met on TV because he used to watch her growing up on Neighbours. Probably shouldn't have said growing up on Neighbours, but he used to watch her on Neighbours.
You've got to be careful with that one, hey?
Don't you? My grandma loves you. She watched you all the time.
Hurtful.
Yeah. What show was it again? I have never seen it, but okay.
Brisbane is set to enter a fuel super cycle in the next few weeks with prices hiking up to $2.35 per litre. Listen to this. There is a 52 cent difference between the cheapest and most expensive fuel prices across Brisbane. That makes $26 difference if you're filling up a 50 litre tank. And look, it pays to shop around. Data from Compare the Market revealed that some of the cheapest fuel locations were Mega Fuels, Rocklea, Pearl Energy, Maruka, Ampol, Annerley, 7-Eleven, Fairfield Gardens and 7-Eleven, Greenslopes. The most expensive were Coles Express at the airport. Stands to reason, Coles Express in Virginia, Coles Express Nudgee, Freedom Fuels Nudgee, and BP Northcote.
That's a big, big difference.
Big difference, isn't it? Yeah, for the same thing.
Yeah.
Is the thing, yeah. Big cows are there going, we're getting the raw end of this deal.
Yep.